Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments with Window Images blinds and shades. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
From a competition to a pleasure run and all the stops in between, we cover it all here at Coon Hunting Media.
Dakota Lock Company, owned by Hoop and Tater Franklin, located in Telico Plains, Tennessee, with the newest addition to their lineup, the Dakota Express. This light features the industry-leading True Dual Battery Pack cap light. Switching from battery 1 to battery 2 is a simple flip of a switch. Contact Dakota Lights for their complete light selection. All of their lights are known for dependability and extreme battery life. Their direct business number is 423-261-2551. Dakota Lights, great lights, and even greater customer service.
Coon Hunting Media is proudly sponsored by Little T Squatters. Every competition hunter loves to hear. Your winning coon has just been found. Little T Squatters, owned and designed by Tim Tempton, has set the bar for high quality, dependable, and unmatched performance. From pleasure hunters to extreme competitors, he covers it all with his five elite models. Original Little T, the Triple Threat, the Double Shot, the Pro Series, and the newly designed Bell Ringer. If you want to enter the woods with confidence, contact his office at 423-562-5333 and become elite.
In addition to our official sponsors, we would also like to thank the following sponsors: Secret City Kennels. The kennel is owned by Mr. Mark Gettner and Mr. Wendell Jones. At Secret City Kennels, they support the English Coonhound breed. They have English Coonhounds for sale from time to time. Contact Mark or Wendell for all your English needs. They are available for your English Coonhound advice and are happy to answer your questions. These guys have done their fair share of winning in the comp events, including wins at the PKC Labor Day Classic, fifth place overall in the UKC World Hunt, ninth place in the AKC World Hunt, English Days, Winter Classics, and the list goes on and on. Mark is the current PKC English Coonhound president. Give either of these guys a call. They will be glad to talk with you. Their numbers are Mark at 931-787-2784 or Wendell at 865-748-7795. They are located in Kingston, Tennessee and Coalfield, Tennessee.
Saddle Up Canine Cryo is owned by Mr. Bill Scheninger. Bill is located in Delta, Ohio. Don't miss out on the opportunity to keep that special stud dog forever. His services include semen collection, freezing, side-by-side shipping, and semen storage. Bill is also the owner of one of the best-known plot kennels in the country, Saddle Up Plots. Saddle Up Plots is home to UKC, PKC, AKC, WTDA, Grand Knight Champion, PR Saddle Up Lazarus. Lazarus accomplished the following accolades in 2021. He was UKC World Champ Plot Days Isaiah Kid winner, Purina Breed winner, Autumn Oaks Breed champion, APA Breed Days winner. Fresh chilled and frozen semen is available. Contact Bill directly for all pricing and services information for canine cryo and saddle up plots. Bill's phone number is 419-467-7689. Saddle up plots. Making plots rise again.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to another Coon Hunt Media podcast. We're up here in Richmond, Indiana. And we've got Johnny and Jason with us. And we got a special guest with us, Mr. Matt Lingo. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing well. A little warm.
It's hot.
It's warm.
We got the air conditioner on high if y'all hear some background noise.
We're in the camper. Because it's way past warm.
Yeah, and it's not doing a whole lot of good.
No, it's hot. Definitely hot. But I don't know if anybody's seen the social media yet. I know a lot. This is about to get pretty big thing, but go into a little detail on what you've came out with, Matt.
So we've developed an app for your phone, so it's available on Apple and Android. It's basically an app where you can keep score in competition hunts right on your phone. we also have a pleasure hunting side to it, but the meat and the potatoes of this thing for us is being able to keep track of a score in a night hunt on your phone.
Yeah, so, that's going to be a big game changer.
It is. How long have you been contemplating and brewing on this idea?
So it all started, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. You know, you get in a competition hunt and I judge 99% of the casts I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had to memorize scores in my head. I've always had the scorecard. But you get into the bigger hunts, you know, get in the world finals, you get the Sweet 16 Autumn Oaks, you got a non-hunting judge. Now all of a sudden, you've never done it. Now you don't know what scores are. Now, you know, all the scores and everything, you don't know where you're at. You're just striking a tree and your dog.
Yeah, and it goes – and which nowadays it goes into a lot more of than striking a tree. There's strategies.
That's right. And that's where I didn't have the strategy because I'm not keeping track of it in my head because I've never had to. And so I developed a Google document sheet, and it had drop-down menus in it, and I could keep score that way. But it was really cumbersome. You'd have to go in and delete every score, every dog. And I thought, man, it'd be really, really cool just to have an app that you could keep score on. And it'd be so much quicker. You could save that, start a new hunt, and just have it. And so last October, I got with a local company called Dynamic Business Solutions. Craig Frazee's the owner, and I pitched the idea to him. and so we've partnered. And he's developed this app for me, and the partnership with them has been awesome. So we started, like I said, I pitched to him October. There was a whole lot of stuff we had to get worked out. He probably started on this the first of the year, roughly, and we're about 48 hours from when we launched in the Apple Store as we speak today here at Autumn Oaks.
That's awesome.
We're not live on Google yet. But we're able to add beta testers, and it's unlimited. So what has to happen is we got to send people can go to our website at houndsmanadvantage.com. They can click on the Google Play Store. They got to fill out a document, send that to us, and then we're going to try to get everybody in within 48 hours. Google's making us do a 14-day beta test on the app before they'll approve it. But
so once that's up, then it'll go – full
once
up
it's
live.
Up, it's full up live. Mm-hmm. Yep, and the Apple users can get it straight from the App Store today, and we're doing a 2-week free trial from Autumn Oaks, just so guys can get in there, use it, mess with it, play with it, see if they like it, and then from there we're gonna start charging after that.
Okay,
yeah, that's awesome. Have you all for all the listeners who are gonna be listening to this? Have you all came up with some maybe potential numbers for subscribers on the app?
Yeah, as far as what we're going to charge. Yeah. Yeah. So there is a pleasure hunting side to it. So that's going to be our entry level. You know, it's just where when you're pleasure hunting, you can hunt two dogs on that app. You can keep track of how many trees they've made, the coons that they've treed, number of den trees. Kyle, I know you and I don't have to worry about slick trees, but there are hunters out there that have to worry about that. So you can just kind of keep track of what those two dogs are doing. That entry level subscription is going to be $3 a month or $33 a year. We're going to have four different tiers. The top tier, you're going to get all the bells and whistles, every single thing that we put into this app. At that top tier, you're going to have as we move forward. And that's going to cost $7 a month or $77 per year.
So that ain't
bad. So 33 to 77 is the range of entry level to full access.
Correct.
And getting it all. Which we're about to go into some details on through the app and what all you would get with that. But that is highly reasonable compared to what people's paying for music and stuff nowadays.
Right.
You've just created a monster that we won't even be able to go on a pleasure hunt with Kyle because now everything's going to be kept up with.
ain't no more lying now about your dogs. Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. You can put numbers in there however you want.
All of a sudden, Jason's goes to 100% accuracy.
Yeah.
Told
over
you guys
a week.
That's what I was always carrying with
hunted
me.
Hunted for 20 minutes and made seven trees and had seven coons.
Seven coons.
Yeah. In East Tennessee.
I think the idea is phenomenal. I mean, I can think of 2 years ago at Blue Tick Days. I mean, weather did that one. We had such torrential rain. I remember they made me carry the scorecard. I wasn't the judge, but I was carrying the scorecard. We went through two scorecards and still we ran out. We didn't have any.
Right.
And that was ended up and agreed upon by the judge and the cast members that I kept up with that on my phone.
Right.
So we could go to the third scorecard when we got back because you couldn't keep one dry. Right. We were stupid to stay out. We should have followed through and went in. But I don't know how many times on hunts over the years, I'm just jotting scores down, standing there, and like if Stacy's with me or whatever, and I'm like, you got to have this on this one to stay where it goes. Because you can't keep – you're focusing on that dog and doing it, and it's hard to keep up with those other three.
That's right.
And it's just like, oh, yeah, you need this one, or you need one by yourself. Right. And that could be game changer.
Yep.
Yeah, and weather-related, like you said also. It's a big game changer in that because, I don't know, tonight – it may not rain, but I guarantee you there's going to be some wet bodies.
And yeah, there'll be several scorecards falling
a lot of
apart.
Wet, yes.
I was last night.
Yes, I guarantee you there'll be.
It was warm.
But that one at Blue Tick Days, we went through three scorecards in 1 2-hour cast.
Oh, yeah.
It was raining so bad. I mean, there comes a time if we hadn't had that, we couldn't have kept
scoring. And with the app, I mean, it's going to take some playing time with it, but once you get good at it, it's going to be that memory on how fast you can put them scores in, probably quicker than you can ride them.
I think so. So my son Drew's sitting here with us, and we were on our way to the slam hunt last night, and he was going to help me what we call sling some subscriptions, sell subscriptions for me. So he was playing with it on the way there. He hadn't messed with it a whole lot. He goes, Dad, this is easier than writing on a scorecard. And I said, well, you know, I think so. We tried to make it to where it's pretty easy. So.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll just start diving into it. I guess the first menu you'll come on the app will be My Kennel. So you can go in and kind of go into detail on that.
Yeah. So in My Kennel, once you get registered, you can put your dogs in there and you can put a picture of your dog. And when you click on that dog, you're going to enter information like the breed, sex, owners. We have registry numbers for UKC, PKC, Pro Sport, AKC. Top Dog Kennels talk to us, and we're talking about maybe, you know, adding their information in there. But a really cool feature, some of our beta testers gave us this idea, was to put the ability to put a picture of your easy entry card in there. And I hadn't even thought about it.
Do you know how many times that somebody in my group has been at a hunt and they were like, do you got the card? Because we're flipping dogs back and forth, and they're like, I don't got the card.
That's right.
Can you send me a picture of the card?
Well, and then I've seen guys at hunts sit there and scroll through their pictures trying to find their easy entry card, right? It's right there in the app. You hit your dog, you got a picture of the easy entry card. And you can put other pictures, you know, if you wanted to put a picture of a PKC card or whatever it may be, you know, you can put that in there. And so kind of a neat feature that we didn't originally think about, but it was a really cool thing that one of our beta testers gave us feedback
on. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, I like that because, I mean, like with us, we own a lot of dogs, and you've got a lot of cards in your wallet.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier just to flip on that app and just click your dog's name and you got their card instead of you'll see me on a table, I'll be flipping through cards.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. And the lower levels, we're going to limit the amount of dogs. Like the entry level, they're only going to have like three dogs, maybe the next one five. You get up to that top tier, it's unlimited. You can put however many dogs you want to in there.
No, that's That's going to be nice to have one place. It's like you've got one pocket in your wallet. It's your phone.
That's
you're
right.
You're rarely ever going to be without your phone.
Yeah.
If you left your phone, you're probably going back home to get it.
Yep.
So that's good.
And if you don't laminate the new cards and you slide them in that UBF 8 or 10 times, they're gone. You're going to have to order
another. You better memorize your dog's birth date.
Yeah, and their UKC or PKC number or whatever, because they're not nowhere near as durable as the old cards used to be. The old brown and white cards, I mean, they hung wee.
Yeah.
But I've got one from 15 years ago still in my billfold. Yep. But the new ones, they
wild. Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments with Window Images blinds and shades. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Top right off, seems like.
Yep.
All right, so that kind of went over like the my kennel. Now the next menu, I kind of had some questions on was the competitor kennel. Kind of, what's in the competitor kennel?
So in the competitor kennel, if you go to a hunt, you draw somebody, you can add information about their dog in there if you want to. You know, it's not as much detail. You know, you're gonna have the dog's name, sex, owner. We've got a place in there for registry numbers. I don't think a whole lot of guys will necessarily use it, but it's there. And then also when you start a new hunt, you can actually add a competitor on the fly. So you don't have to go to the competitor kennel, add them, and then go when you start a hunt and put them in. You can add them on the fly after you've started a hunt, just to make that a little bit quicker.
Okay. So you set it up as you're getting ready to go to the woods.
Yeah. You're getting ready to go to the woods. Let's say you start a hunt, you can put your dog in and then the other competitor's dog. There's a little green button you hit on the side. You put the dog's name in there. You can put sex and handler if you want to. You don't have to. Hit save, and then that dog's in there.
Okay.
That's good. I kind of like that because I know like a lot of us hunt a lot of these hunts, and we draw a lot of dogs, and you draw handlers, you're like, you know you've drawn them before.
Yeah.
And can't remember. And in the world we live hunting now, I mean, you draw ill dogs, rough dogs, covering dogs.
Yeah.
And you could have had them notes in there, and you flip through them, I guess the kennel, you could call it, and find that person's name, and you've got all them notes from previous cast you drew them in.
Yep, absolutely.
And go ahead, Johnny.
That's an advantage in and of itself, just to know how to experiences that you've had in the past with those people. I mean, strategy wise, as far as helping tip your hand one way or another, making a call or knowing how to make a call or being faster on a call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the hunt, after you've completed a hunt, we have a notes section in there. You can put whatever notes you want to in there. You know, for those types of things, you know, whatever it may be, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe put in there, hey, we had a great cast, good group of guys. And then if you ever want to go back and, oh, yeah, I remember that guy now. You know, how many times you had guys come up to you, oh, I drew you at so-and-so, and you're going, brother, I got no idea who you are.
I've been in 40 casts since
then. Oh, I drew you
at
so-and-so. You can pull this up and be like, oh, yeah, I remember that now. We did have a good hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and another thing I kind of like about that, though, is it don't happen a whole lot, but you do draw some guys that cause a lot of problems.
Right.
And you can flip to that. And when you go to, I guess, I don't want to say press charges in UKC or PKC, but you kind of see what I'm saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You can go back here and flip through that and say that he's had multiple offenses drawing multiple people of being, I guess, a pain in the butt to hunt with.
Right.
But, yeah, I kind of like that.
Yep.
And the next one will be a start a new hunt.
Yeah. So the next item on the menu screen there is start a new hunt. And so – when you click on that, we do require you put a title in there for that hunt, you know, and it's whatever you want it to be. Like last night I was at Selma at the Slam Hunt, put Selma Slam Hunt. It already records the date on it, so you don't have to put any of that in there, but you can if you want it. You can put the county you're hunting, and then the next thing is the hunt type. So we've got a pleasure hunt in there, and I kind of talked about that earlier. You click that, that's where you... can go on a pleasure hunt, keep track of that. We have a practice competition, and the reason we did that is that practice competition, down the road we're going to be able to have analytics on your dog, so we'll be able to give you win percentage of that dog. What's his win percentage? How many times, you know, am I winning 50% of my casts? Is it 80? Is it 10? You know, what is that? If you click on this practice competition, that's not going to be a part of those analytics. So okay. The reason we did that, a couple of reasons. You got a youth hunter like Drew over here.
Yeah.
He's learning. He wants to get in a competition format, get a couple of buddies, take him hunting. We can do it right here, you know, and it's a chance to practice, right? Same thing if you're hunting a young dog, you want to see how they're going to act in a cast, get a couple buddies together, practice with it. You know, it's not official, but it gives you a chance to still hunt and compete, air quotes, but it won't affect your analytics.
Okay. Well, that's good.
What about the, like you said, practice hunt? So people that do not competition hunt, is that practice hunt feature going to be allowed to them as a pleasure hunter? What I'm getting at, it'll kind of show them how the game is played before they ever have to start playing a game.
Yeah, so if you're in the third tier of our four tiers, so it'd be the second highest cost, you'll have the scorecard view. And then you would be able to do that practice competition, but you'd have to have the scorecard view to do that.
So you're going to have to lower
two, the lower two levels are just going to be pleasure hunting, and then the upper levels are going to be more for the competition hunters.
Yeah, and I just kind of came up with a thought, and it could probably be for the future, but when more people start using this app, but you said it like holds the analytics of a dog. Well, I mean, we both got potential good. I mean, you got a good, well-known stud dog, and we've got potential stud dogs. When people come to breed to them dogs, you can pull them analytics and show them their win percentages, how many first trees they've had, covering, all that within that app.
That's right.
If I'm bringing a female to a man, I'd say, hey, you got your Houndsman Advantage competition report on your hound.
Right.
I'm just curious to see his win percentage.
And you'll be able to look at their pleasure hunting, you know, how accurate's the dog. You know, a night in, night out, when I'm pleasure hunting, how accurate is he? So the other thing about that is some guys talked about, you know, if guys are looking to buy a dog, these guys, you know, if you're keeping track of that, you can share that with that guy. Say, hey,
it'd be a selling feature.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I hadn't even thought about it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't what we were intending, but it's a benefit that guys can use, I think.
What about weather conditions? Is it going to be option on there?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's on the pleasure hunt side. Now you're going to make me wonder if it's on the competition side. I believe it is, but I don't ever fill it out because I don't really care. Well, but I know the pleasure side, we have, you know, there's a place in there for date, time, moon phase, temperature, all kinds of different information. That way you know what you were hunting.
Well, what I was meaning by that, well, you're talking about a selling point for the dogs. As far as how accurate they are and things of that nature. Well, a selling point for a dog would also be to me if I cut it loose in a thunderstorm and it goes and gets struck and gets tree.
Yeah.
Or if it's coming a 10-mile-an-hour gust and it's 15 degrees and you go tree a coon on the outside versus just a dimly moonlit night and it's 45 degrees and all the conditions of where they need to be at.
Right.
Fair weather coon dog.
Yeah. Or if they actually get hunted in the rough rigmarole, makes a coon dog.
Right. Yep, absolutely.
One thing I do, like Johnny hit on it a moment ago, that practice, for those people that are listening to our podcast, they know when we first started, that was something we was pushing. Hey, we wanted to kind of get this out there for people that don't currently competition hunt. And we were telling them, go to your club, grab some scorecards, go out and practice.
Absolutely.
This is actually because I want to ask some questions, but I think I'm going to get ahead of you because I can then tell with what you said you're going to answer my questions. So there's going to be a lot of stuff laid out to help them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can already tell there's going to be preloaded information in there. There's not going to be a lot of guesswork.
Yeah, and how many
and I've not looked at this yet, but I can already tell that's where we're heading.
How many people are listening to this podcast and ain't got a phone? Probably 99% of them have to have a phone. I mean, you could listen to it off a laptop and I guess this would be, if you've got an Apple laptop, you can download it on a laptop.
I would, you should be able to.
On App Store.
At our booth up here, I've got Lenovo tablets that I'm having guys, you know, if they want to mess with it, play with it. I've got the app downloaded on there, and they can see it from there. So,
you can download it. All the listeners that listen to this can go right straight to their App Store and download it. And
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's nice.
So just kind of walking through starting to hunt, after you get the hunt type put in there, you have four dogs for a competition hunt. Only we'll have two dogs for a pleasure hunt. We did that because how many guys are going to hunt more than two dogs, right? Somebody may hunt a dog and a pup, you know.
Yeah.
I've tried to lead three dogs through the woods. Rough. I don't like it. So we put two in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be able to hunt two dogs and keep track on the pleasure side. Competition side, four dogs are in there. On each dog, there's four dog sections in there. You can set it up like you see it on the scorecard, or you can put your dog at the top, however you want to do it. But you can select your dog and then the three competitors, and that's the area. When you click on that competitor, you can
quickly add.
There's a little green button when you hit competitor. Mm-hmm. You can add that dog on the fly. Super easy there. And then once you get those four dogs entered, there's a place for registry. And so we've got UKC, PKC, Pro Sport, and AKC. And the reason we have those separated is for the different rules. And so, for example, UKC, if you get 400 minus, you minus out, right? Our app is going to keep track of that to where once a dog hits 400 minus, if you're in a UKC hunt, you have UKC selected here, the app's going to tell you that that dog has minused out. And it'll automatically scratch them.
I knew you were going to get into that.
Yeah. So you're 30 minutes into a hunt, and you look back and say, well, this dog scratched out 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, and he treated a coon, but the dog that can beat you covered him and beat you only because
that dog didn't get scratched exactly. 30 minutes ago.
I've done it. I've been so mad at myself.
Yeah.
So there's different rules for different registries, and we have those rules in there for each one of those. I say rules. The differences, let's say. If a tree points are different, or strike points, or for this example was the 400 minus, we can load that in per registry. And then we have hunt time, 1 hour, 90 minutes, 2 hours. There's a place that you can put some notes in there, and from there you just start your hunt. And then once you start that hunt, it's going to come up to a screen that'll give you, you can do a pleasure hunt, which on the competition side you wouldn't, scorecard view, or a hunt summary view. And so I'll go quickly through the scorecard for a night hunt. And so when you pull that up, it's going to look very, very similar to a scorecard that you would see, a paper version. Now, we only did two columns that show a strike column and a tree column, and we did that so it just looks a little nicer on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
When you minus a dog strike, it's going to open up another column so that you can put that next strike right beside it.
I got you.
Same thing with the tree. I talked with Alan Gingrich today a little bit about it, and I learned that I've been keeping a scorecard wrong all these years because he was going through how they suggest to do it. So we're going to work with them. We may make some tweaks to it moving forward, just to kind of appease the registries, but for now that's the way it is. And as you go down, there's four rows there, and those four rows, when you get down to that fourth row, say you've made four trees with that dog, after you've entered a score into that fourth one, it's going to put a fifth one down there, and we've got 14 rows for each dog.
That's a good nut.
Yeah.
If we get that far, that's a good nut.
I told the developer, I said, really? I've been on casts where I've needed 8, maybe 9, but I want to make sure that that's not a problem.
Yeah.
And so we did 14 just so we were sure that guys aren't going to run into a situation, well, how do I do this, right? So there's 14 rows that'll go down there. And so we tried to make it as much like a scorecard as we could for this view. And we did that because we wanted something that guys are used to seeing, right? If it's something brand new, guys are going to look at it and go, oh, that looks really complicated. I'm not going to do it. And so each cell you can click, like in the strike cell, you can click strike, a menu will pop up, and you're going to have your 100, 75, 50, 25 strike there.
You don't even have to type it in. It's preloaded.
You tap on 100, hit save, and it goes right into that cell. Another feature that's on there, if you look up at the top, there's a button for standard and split. And that split is for when you have dogs that, you know, you have to split strikes or...
That's nice.
Yeah. Kyle and I were in Blue Tick days together, and... We had that situation, right?
Calculating.
We had three, the second, third, and fourth dogs. Mm-hmm. The guys all just struck together, and you know it's on the scorecard. But we knew we had to have that feature in there, so we've got that feature in there.
That's real nice there.
And you have it on the on the tree cells as well. So click on the tree cells. And they're exactly the same, just different scoring. You know, you got your 125 tree and then down from there. And so we got plus, minus, circle, delete. We have a place to put a question on the card. If you're in competition, somebody's got a question, you put it on there. That way, when you go to transfer that over a scorecard, you make sure, oh, yeah, I did have a question there, right?
So I'm making an assumption here. So, for instance, I'm looking at tree sale. You click, you just tap 125, and it's going to automatically come in and hold 125 in that blank.
Hit 125 and hit save, and it's going to put 125 in
that
cell.
So then we got done scoring that tree. I click on it again and click plus, minus.
Circle, delete. Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
So it officially scores it then.
Yep.
That plus it there.
The way it is today, you have to click on each cell for your strike and your tree. We're going to have an update to where you can score those together. You know, say you go in there and you found the coon, you hit the button, plus both.
Or somebody shut out on a tree, they can delete their tree and plus their.
I'm glad you brought up shut out, because on that, when you click that cell, you'll see an A down there beside the question mark. And that A is for a dog that's struck after another dog is treed. So I think a lot of guys put a line under it. Yeah. I always put an A beside it. And so as guys use it, we get feedback. If the vast majority want us to change that to a line under it, then we'll change it. I don't think it
matters. I'm assuming the A means for after.
A for after.
Yeah.
It's the way my dad always did it. It's the way I learned to do it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I'm going to put it in there the way that I do it. And mm-hmm. then, you know, as guys use it, we get feedback. They say, hey, man, that doesn't make sense to me. We'll change it on the fly. So, so that's kind of a quick tutorial. And the neat thing is right above your dog's name, as you plus, minus, circle, delete, it'll keep score.
I see that.
As you're going along. And
that's
so
your total.
Yeah, it keeps total score. You have every dog's score as it is today. You can see what's pending. You know where your strategy is.
So that's better than a scorecard, because if you're looking at the scorecard for a moment, you're still having to add that all up, because you're not keeping that running. The judge is not keeping that running total written down at the end of every tree.
Right.
You've got it at the end of every scoring
every
situation.
Every time you plus, minus, circle, delete, it's going to update that.
Yeah. Yep.
And so it was that for me was
the must.
That's the must. Mm-hmm. Yep. And actually, the developer came up with putting it right above the dog's name. I had it just like a normal scorecard. I was like, man, you're so much
like
smarter
that.
Than mm-hmm. me.
Because I can't tell you.
That's why they're programmers. And
now I know why I'm paying you money. I get it. I get it.
Because you get in a lot of situations, you're like, am I beating that dog by 25? Am I beating that dog by 50?
Oh, yeah. I know.
He's got 100 strike. I've got 75. What do I need to do?
Right.
Do I want to take that 125 tree or not?
Yeah.
I'll call it live total. I like it.
Yeah.
That part that it's always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you walk away from a scoring situation, you can easily look and see where everybody stands at that given.
Yeah.
Because like you said, that's strategy then.
Yeah.
That's when you know what you've got to do.
And that's kind of where we came up with the name Houndsman Advantage, right? Because if you know those scores, now you have an advantage, right? You know what that score is. You're 100% certain. You know, it gives you an advantage over that other guy mm-hmm. if he doesn't know the score. And so that's kind of how we came mm-hmm. up with the name.
Yeah. It's rightfully so.
Some judges that don't want to write it down till the very end of the cast.
Right.
And, I mean, and they don't write the plus or minus or circle or delete on it. And then you get – which, I mean, they have to let you look at the scorecard if you want to. But you look at it for 30 seconds, and you're trying to run the dog that you're closest to, run a scenario through your mind, and then say, okay, we got to go.
Right.
I mean, you got a 30-second. Here, you're waiting to wander, trail the track up and treat, and you can be sitting there watching it and know exactly what the deal is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like a lot of people are using the Dog Trip Pathfinders and like the Garmin Explore app, you can leave this. I mean, all you got to do is slide up, jump over.
I use a dog tree. I just slide it up, click on my dog tree, see what the dog's doing, slide it back, look at my score.
Less than two seconds.
It's super quick.
You can do that quicker than you can pull your Garmin out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. And another thing on that scorecard, I didn't mention that there's a countdown on top there.
I say now.
For the hunt time. So you can start, stop the hunt time, the countdown, so that you have that right there on your phone. So
I
actually use that and a watch, because I'm notorious for resetting the countdown. And then you get out there and you're like, I have no clue how much time's left in this hunt, you know? So I do still run two just so I have a backup, but I never had a backup before.
Correct.
So it's a feature that I think is pretty nice in there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's kind of the rundown of the scorecard. Oh, there, if you click on the dog's name, we do have a place where you can withdraw a dog, or you can scratch them. So if you click on that dog name, then there's another menu you click on.
Oh wow.
You go down through there. There's a whole list of reasons.
Withdrawn, 400 minus, yeah. Off game, yeah. Fighting.
And if you scroll clear down to the bottom, we have an other there just in case we didn't get everything. And then once you hit other, it allows you to put notes in there so you can see why you scratched that dog. So we tried to come up with everything, but sometimes you can't come up with every scenario. Yeah. So, And it's nice, too. You can go back and look at those notes. You know, if you go back to Master Hound and say, hey, this is what happened. Right? Mm-hmm. So... So from there, then we have a hunt summary page, and for me, this is the bells and whistles, and this is the one that I think guys are going to have to get used to using. But I think once they do, this is what the guys are going to use. So what the hunt summary gives you is all four dogs. It gives you what the score is. You can have pending scores just like you would on a normal scorecard. The key feature in this is you have tree times on every single dog. So when you click on the tree time, you put 125 in there, it automatically starts the tree time, the 3-minute tree time for that dog. So once you hit save, timer starts counting down from 3 minutes. Nice. And then if you click on tree for another dog, say a dog covered him, you click 75, and at the bottom you can put them treed in with that other dog. And what that will do, once you hit save, it will make those tree times exactly the same. So you have tree times on both of those dogs, and the reason we did that is if that first dog leaves, you need to keep that tree time on the dog that treed second. So you can do that for, you know, up to three dogs. Yeah. Once all four dogs are treed, those timers reset.
Yeah, because you can't. I've seen a lot in cast, dog A and B are treed together, and dog C comes treed behind you, and that judge has only got one stopwatch, but he says dog C was treed at minute
such and such a time.
Five,
yeah,
on this one tree right here, it automatically starts a new time.
That's right. Yep. And every time you put 125 in there, it'll start a new time.
Yeah.
Or if a dog covers, you can put them in there and associate them with that dog. And I have before. Hit 75, forgot to associate it with that dog. If you click back into that 75 and associate it with that dog, that timer will switch to the same time as the dog that was treed first. So, which I didn't even think about, but I made a mistake one time, went and did that, and I told my developer, I said, man, you guys are smart. You are smart. Like, I've thought about it now that I messed up, but I don't know that I had the forethought to think about that, you know, so.
Of course, the 3-minute time is on the UKC.
Mm-hmm.
PKC is going to have the automatic 30 seconds.
So
second tree.
We talked about that. The issue that I had with it is if that 30 seconds is up, if I take away that 75, if I as the judge didn't get it in there in time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden I can't go back and fix that. And so we left that. As a judge's decision.
That makes sense.
Because I initially thought about that, and I thought, man, you know, if you're not just Johnny on the spot and hit that, now we've taken that away, and he can't tree that dog for 75, then that's going to be a problem. And so, you know, as much as we've tried to put thought into this and try to make it to where you can't make a mistake, we're afraid if we put too much into it, then it's not going to let you make a mistake and fix it, right? So there's still going to have to be some judgment involved in scoring with it. So
well, I mean, that makes sense. Like I said, PK say you got 30 seconds. If you're 31 seconds, and you just get 50.
Yeah. So we're still going to let the judge make that decision on those. So, yeah. But that's kind of our key feature, our bells and whistles. The thing that I really, really like about the app is this screen here. So and you have the plus minus circle delete. You can scratch a dog from this screen. You can, you know, put your question mark in there. You can put the A in for treat after. Everything that you could do on a scorecard, you can do on this screen as well.
I got
but
you.
It just gives you a four dog split screen at
the
same time.
Four dog split screen, yep, all at the same time, and then it gives you tree times for each. And then once all four dogs are treed, it just resets the timers.
And it updates the plus points, minus points,
yep,
overall score,
yep,
on a split screen, mm-hmm, every time.
Yep. You'll have the total score, and then the strike and tree is going to be on that same screen that's pending that you haven't plus, minus, circled, or deleted yet.
All right. And so what I just kind of tweaked to this, what is going on from the scorecard, it carries over to that hunt summary?
Yes. Now, when you put 125 tree on the scorecard side, it does not start the time on the summary page.
But the scores carry over.
But the scores carry over.
Nice.
It's a feature that may come in the future. I've talked to our developer a little bit. He kind of scratched his head and looked at me. I said, all right, we'll talk about that in the future.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the scores carrying over was...
Yeah.
That's a nice feature.
You can flip back and forth. When you have the highest version of this, you can flip back and forth between the summary and scorecard.
And everything carries over.
And everything's... Yep, it carries over. So...
Yeah, that is nice. So I guess right there we have finished our competition, huh? You want to take a short little commercial break and we'll jump back into this app?
Outlaw Light Company, owned by Alan Roberts. Located in 10 Mile, Tennessee. 25 years of light building experience. With the newest addition to their lineup, the Ace Pro. They are constantly striving for the best parts. The Ace Pro has better switches and batteries, and it has the option of double walk light and two additional color modules, main beam and a green laser, or a single walk light with three color modules, main beam and a green laser. All their lights are known for dependability and extreme brightness. Contact Outlaw Lights for their complete light selection. Their direct business number is 423-453-8813. The Ace Pro, the light with a lifetime warranty.
Briar Creek Kennels, feed and hunting supply store, owned by Chris Girth, located in Hemera, Indiana. Briar Creek carries all your pet supplies and is the headquarters for all your hunting dog gear. Never get caught in the dark. They carry Outlaw Lights, Superior Lights, and their own Briar Creek Light brand. They are an authorized Garmin and Dogtra dealer. They offer hunting apparel by Yoder Nylon, Southside Hunting Gear, Dan's, Razor, and their own Briar Creek branded gear. Dog boxes include Old Dry Pond, and Diamond Deluxe, AGM thermals, engraved nameplates, dog collars, and leads are just a few of the many other offerings you can get from Briar Creek. Visit the store in person or shop online at www.shopbriarcreek.com or check them out at the major events. Their direct business number is 812-383-9489. Briar Creek Kennels Feed and Hunting Supply Store.
All right, everyone, we're back and we have finished our competition hunt, and now we're going to jump back into the next segment, which will be under the pleasure hunt segment.
Yeah, so in the pleasure hunt, you know, when you go to start a hunt, there's a section there for pleasure hunt. You can click on that. You can enter up the two dogs there. Of course, those have to be your dogs. You're not going to hunt a competitor's in there, but and then you can put information in there as far as, you know, what the weather conditions are, cloudy night, moon phase, temperature, date, time, and then it has a list of, you know, a number of trees made, number of coon treed, slick trees, off game, den trees, couldn't find. And you can switch back and forth between those two dogs, and as the night goes, you can just hit a little plus button to add to it. If you make a mistake, there's a minus button. It'll take one away. It's just kind of a way for you to keep track of what your dog's doing when you're pleasure hunting. And we kind of see this as a nice tool. You know, guy wants to know how accurate his dog is. It's not in there yet, but we're going to have some analytics to give you accuracy of your dog. You know, it's going to calculate the accuracy, and you'll be able to go back and look, okay, for the last month, how accurate has he been? For his lifetime, how accurate was he? Is he, you know, all that type of stuff. And as we talked about earlier, I think that's a good tool so that if guys are looking at a dog, you know, you can send them that information and say, here's what he's done in his life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean.
So that could help you in a sale, but that could also.
Yeah, it may.
That might stop the sale or two.
Yeah, it very well could. Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of people is going to think about this and talk about this. They say, like, they can lie about their dogs,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Stuff. But, I mean, we're all sitting here, and as true houndsmen, we all know your dogs ain't going to get better. And you're not going to better yourself if you keep lying to yourself,
right,
about what your dog's doing. So 100%. That's just another thing in these apps. I mean, if you're honest to yourself, you'll be just – your dogs and everything will become better.
That's right, 100%. And, you know, one thing we talked about in this is we're going to make it date-specific to where you can't add a date in the past so that guys can't – if they're getting ready to sell a dog, you know, I'm gonna go back in the past and put, you know, all these hunts in, make this dog look really, really, really good, you know. We're going to make it to where you can just put today's
permanent.
Yeah, today's date's going to go in there, and you put that information in, and it's there. So you guys, it's a way to try to keep it
honest,
more honest.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Yeah. So, it's a pretty quick, simple, easy thing. And you know, we didn't spend a lot of time developing that. It's pretty simple. There may be more things that we didn't think about that guys want in there, and in the app we have a feedback page in there. A menu screen, you click on that and you can give us feedback, whether it be pleasure hunting, competition hunting, something we didn't think about, an idea you have, that'll come to us. We'll review that. I have not been good about getting back with people on their ideas just yet, but I promise people we'll be better about it, just to let them know what we can and can't do so that they get some feedback from us. So it's been a really cool tool. We've gotten some ideas on this app that we didn't have initially from that feedback, especially beta testers,
mm-hmm.
That we've added to it in a pretty quick fashion, that have made the app a lot better. So, and then any of these hunts, when you're done, you complete that hunt and it goes into your hunt list. And so you can go back and you can look at a scorecard. If you're pleasure hunting, it'll give you, you know, the trees you made, coons you treed. Eventually there'll be those analytics in there, give you how accurate you were that night, those types of things. And so you can go back and look at hunts, look at scorecards, see how your dog did, and all those types of things. So the next menu item in there is news and updates, and that's a way for us to communicate with all the app users. One thing that's really cool in there, especially right now, we can add information. Oh, one thing that's in there now, sorry, is a tutorial on this app. And so the developer put a YouTube video in there that basically walks people through how to use the app, how to set up a dog, how to enter a hunt, how to enter scores, all the things that are in the app. Just so guys can, you know, have an idea of how to use it before they ever, you know, start using it.
So we don't have to be intimidated by it. We can sit down and watch that.
Absolutely.
YouTube tutorial. And
yep, 100%. And that's why we did it. Just, you know, that way guys at least have a general idea how it works before they can start messing with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we give news and updates. We can send push notifications to all the users. You know, hey, we've got an update to the app, you can now do this.
Yeah.
You know, or hey, like we put one out there, hey, we're going to be at Autumn Oaks, come see us in the enclosed vendor booth, you know. So it's just kind of a neat way for us to be able to communicate to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the I guess one of the next menus I see is night hunt rules.
Yeah. So we've got night hunt rules in there. The PKC and AKC are not in there. I do have them at the developer. You just got to put them in. But we do have UKC and Pro Sport rules in there. So mm-hmm. if you have a question on there, click on there. All the rules are in there. One of our beta testers just this week gave us an extremely good idea. He said, you guys need to put a search function in there.
That's the first thing I was thinking.
I didn't even think about it, you know, but it's how many times have you looked on the back of a scorecard and you're trying to find something, you can't find it, and you're like, I know this is what it says, yeah. but where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll be able to put that search function in there, and
yeah.
You can look up a rule.
It's going to be like,
yeah. It's like what you mean by that. If you're like in a scratching situation and you're trying to find that rule to apply to that dog, you can just look in scratch.
Yeah, there'll be a menu up there where you can search. You hit the search button, type in scratch. It's going to take you down to where where scratch is written in the rules every time, so that you can find that one you're looking much, much easier.
It'll be just like scrolling a PDF.
Yeah.
You're going to go.
Absolutely.
And more you use these, the more you use the app and the more you search on it, you can pull these rules up a lot quick.
Absolutely.
On the fly, you're sitting there talking about this. Hey, I can take you right to it immediately.
Absolutely. Yep. So, I think that for the most part is kind of where we're at today with the app. I will share some ideas that we have in the future. We're not there yet, but you know we've talked about putting your vet information in there.
Yeah.
You know, thyroid's kind of a big thing now. You can put your thyroid levels in there if dog had Lyme's or when their next vaccination is, when their worming's due, rabies shots.
Nice.
Females, you can put their heat cycle in. Male dogs, if you've got a stud dog, start putting in females you bred to. How many of those pups are turning out? You know, all the sky's the limit on the information we're going to be able to put in there.
And like a lot of people, when they got one or two dogs, it's pretty easy to keep up with shots and everything. But when you're looking at, you've got dogs spread in different states at different handlers and that really comes in handy.
And the vets do a pretty good job of it, but I don't know. I think it's a neat feature that I would want to have in there, and so we're going to add it if guys want it and use it. If they don't,
a lot easier to look at your phone than it is to call the vet.
And we'll be able to give like notifications. Hey, you know, spots due for rabies.
Yeah.
You know, get a heartworms, appointment scheduled.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah. So you know, there's just, we've had a bunch of ideas from people trying to.
So that turns it into kind of a houndsman advantage. That's
right.
Where you've got, I've got several apps that I've used in livestock over the years to do all of the above, and it's so easy. I mean, you got notifications popping up. This animal is going to have their babies on such and such date.
Yeah.
You know, to be watching.
Yeah.
Which dogs are easier because you're talking 62, 63 days in, but those type of things are going to be handy.
Right.
Like I said, the vets do a good job with all these shots, but most of my information, they send it to me. It's on my laptop in a file, and I don't carry my laptop everywhere I go, but like we've all said over and over, I always have my phone.
Yeah.
And you got one central location
for
that.
So
that could be very advantageous to have all of that on there.
Yeah. I was showing a guy this app. He was actually out of the Selma Club. And I got to give him credit because he's going to get mad if I don't. Darren Ridge, this was your idea, okay? I'm not going to take credit for it. But he said, you know, if you could put in there a dog's money won.
Yeah.
You know, you go PKC hunt, put in there how much money you won. You can keep track. You know, guys are going for a truck ticket.
$20,000 ticket
now. You can keep track per month how much have I won. Right, and you don't have to rely on PKC
because they're weeks behind.
Yeah, they're behind.
And
but you know where you're at,
yeah.
Right? You could put wins on there for UKC or you know pro sport winnings or whatever, you know you want to put in there to keep track of that dog.
Mm-hmm.
You can put that, and that's a feature we're gonna add down
that.
The road. So
and most of these will come at the top tier.
Most of this stuff that I'm talking about is
going
to be top tier stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
makes sense.
The breed races in PKC. The state races in PKC. Not only is it just a truck ticket.
Right, yeah.
Or a $20,000 ticket.
Yep.
But if you're trying to be somewhere that you want to be in the state race or the breed race.
Right.
That lets you, like I said, keep up with it. It ain't just a big ticket item.
Because I can't tell you how many times we've looked at like the standings and we're like, well, we had this amount of money 3 weeks ago, so we're sitting here flipping through win slips, adding money up.
Right.
Wondering where we're standing at.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that'd be some.
I think it's going to be a neat feature, and you know I'm sure as more users get into this, there's going to be more and more ideas, and you know I got to be a little bit careful. I don't want to get so much in there that it gets cumbersome. You know, you got 7,000 menu items. You know, then all of a sudden it becomes pretty intimidating. So we'll have to get a little clever with some of that. But
I could see it being like the hunting, the competition side, pleasure hunts. That's the hunting portion of it. Then maybe a, you know, your veterinary or your personal information. You're going to want to still keep it somewhat manageable.
Yes.
But because you could just keep building on this,
right.
And you could turn it into a huge database.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I think it would be good just for hunters that think they want to get in competition hunting.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to, how many $35 lessons have we all took?
thousands of dollars worth.
The problem is I keep taking them.
Me too. But, and you, like you said, you question the rule of on scoring a tree.
Right.
You put that in there, you know exactly what the rule book says at the time. There's no question about it. Somebody can't say, well, this is the way. There's no more of the good old boy interpretations that's right. been out there for years.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, and that's part of the $35 lesson.
If you're trying to figure out in your practice hunt and how that goes, and you're going to go back and need to ask somebody that's got more expertise than you, you add the question as it happened in real time in your notes, and then you go back to, well, here's how we scored it. You're looking at map. Here's the notes we took of what happened, and they could tell you, well, you messed up right here.
Yeah.
Or this is what you should have done.
And flip right over to the other menu of the rules and show you the rule that's applied.
Yeah, because that was one of the things we wanted to push and help these people that might want to dabble and get out and do this was, you know, get them in practice. That way you're not taking a $35 lesson that first time you're going out there. You got a little bit of an idea what to expect when you get there.
At least limit them.
Right.
So, but you've got something here. This is kind of like almost having, what I'm seeing with this, it's almost like having somebody with some experience going with you. Two guys could go out and practice hunt that know nothing about it and kind of follow the app, and they've got someone that's actually the same as someone kind of walking them through it because the app's it's self-guiding.
Right.
It's doing what needs to be done.
Yep.
Yeah, $200 lessons.
Yeah. Second cast I was ever in was a $200 Pro Classic. And ate that $200.
So you got a $200 lesson.
Yeah, I got a $200 lesson right out the gate. Yeah, 16-year-old, $200 is hard to come by.
You should have went with $30 lessons instead of the $200 lessons.
Yeah, knew it all. I was 16 years old.
Yeah, one of my buddies.
I got one of those.
He suckered me into that entry. He's, oh, you should come. You should. They was needing one more to make it a go.
Yeah.
And I didn't know nothing about that back then.
Yeah.
I was like, well, lesson learned.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I guess we're going to. What was going to say, Johnny?
I said there's a lot of them.
Oh,
lessons
yeah.
learned. There's still some to go, too.
So one thing I want to share, Kyle, is that we've had a lot of people reach out to us about adding squirrel hunts and potentially rabbit hunts. And so I think that's something we have planned in the future. You know, if you have some squirrel hunters or rabbit hunters that are listening to this, we're planning to do that here in the future. I think it's probably going to be next year before we get into that, but
you see these squirrel hunts they're getting big.
They're getting big.
I mean, they're hunting for trucks. They're hunting for $100,000, $20,000.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. And so, you know, and there may be other, you know, I've never been to a retriever trial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about it. But if we can get in there and we can do it, let's do it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll just see where it takes us.
It's like the UKC website, retrievers, coonhounds, beagles. You pick your area and then you go into your, and you could actually probably fix it to where that.
We're all
what doesn't apply to you, you hide it. It's not there.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to do this, so.
Yeah. So, we're going to kind of see where this thing takes us, and it's fun, exciting.
It's really cool.
I'm excited about it.
Good.
Anything about it that I know you've done a very good job going through the functionality of it, is there anything that you would want to add to, like takeaways from it that you kind of want people that's going to listen to the podcast, just other benefits to it or anything else? I mean, you've covered it really well, but we don't want to miss an opportunity.
No, I think we've covered most everything. You know, some guys are pretty intimidated. They say, I'm not very technological. You know, I don't know a lot of – I would encourage guys, you know, especially while we got this free trial, or if you know somebody that's got it, grab their app, play with it, mess with it. You're going to find it's pretty easy to use.
If you can fill out a scorecard, you can use this app.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's going to be easier.
Yeah, I mean, it will be easier.
It's there for you. Yeah. You're just kind of pushing the button out of the choices, multiple choice.
Yeah. And so, you know, I don't want guys to be intimidated by it. I got some guys that are beta testers that they're like, well, I'm not very good with technology. I said, well, you're the guy I want.
Yeah.
Right? You're a part of the demographic we're going after. I want your input. Right?
Absolutely.
And some of those guys have gotten it now, and they're like, man, it is pretty easy. Like, we wanted it to be as easy as we can make it. And so I think the big thing for me is, you know, just encourage people to try it, look at it. If you mess with it and you like it, get it. If you don't, hey, I understand, you know. But I think once guys get a hold of it,
they'll like it.
I think they'll like it.
One of the things from the competition side of it, you hit on it very, very well at the front end. But I think for those people that are listening, you've got a group of people that are usually, like you said, you are always judging. Kyle is always judging. You've got that other group of people that never judge.
Right.
And for those people that are listening to, are going to listen to this, they need to keep that in mind. This will give them that opportunity to have that information at their fingertips that they would never be offered to have on a normal hunt.
Right.
It's going to put it right there, because, I mean, only one person gets to carry the scorecard.
Right.
That's how that works. And now you've just opened that door for all four, up to four.
Yeah.
And any hunt can have it. And right. They've got the same edge. Mm-hmm. Actually, to me, it's better edge because it's calculated.
Right.
It's a perfect mathematician's doing every bit of it.
Right.
So that's a cool thing.
And it gives them a chance, an opportunity later on when they get familiar with that, when they become more familiar with it, about the questions and the scenarios, where they can start packing the scorecard.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing too, yeah, Will, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. The other thing about it, when people ask us, like, you know, we're going to competition hunt, and they're like, people that don't hunt, they're like, no, you don't kill them, right? No, it's all scorecard.
Yeah.
It's and we talked about this in one of our first episodes, that it's a sport. You're competing against others. There's rules, there's referees, I mean, type situations. It's the same as everything else. But this is just a way for it gives that advantage to it. And it puts you in that mode of you get to see that stuff and you get to touch it, and it'll help.
Yeah. Yep.
I guess we're going to get ready to wrap this up. I know it's going to be a busy weekend. We're sitting here on Thursday and there's already tons of people here. I think it's going to be a big turnout.
Yeah, it looks like a big one this year.
Did we mention that we're hot and we're tired? We've not went to bed yet. We want to go to bed.
You want to go to bed?
Kyle went to bed. You were the one that had to drive.
Yeah, so the way that worked.
Hudson got a 10 hours worth of sleep because he
weren't
slept
on
like
the road.
Baby.
It was a 6-hour trip,
and then he slept all the time.
He did sleep. He coming home from work with my brother yesterday. But all I know is both of them were on the phone quite a bit driving, and they were both awake or not. They were laying down and their eyes were closed.
Somebody's got a pleasure hunt tonight while everybody sleeps.
They say, "Well, I got up at 4:30." I was up at 3:45 and I'm still driving.
That is one of the benefits of living just an hour away from Autumn Oaks. Have that. But I'm going to tell you, that comes with its own headaches, because I'm the president of the Bryant Club, and so we're guiding up there, and I get all the guys together, and we got to go up there, and, you know, we got, I think, at least 27 casts coming up there tomorrow. And so, you know, we help Selma out and guide Wednesday, Thursday for their warm-ups, and we got to guide on Friday. We'll got to guide Saturday, you know, and so.
You're busy. Busy.
My wife, bless her heart, may kill me after this weekend. She goes, "You've just added more chaos to Autumn Oaks."
Mm-hmm.
by coming up with this app. I said, "Yeah, I probably did." I said, "I don't know when we're going to sleep, but we're going to sleep sometime." Mm. So yeah, it's going to be a busy week, but I love coming to Autumn Oaks every year. It's fun catching
like
up.
Like a big old reunion.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's cool when you walk and you're looking around and you've got, you might have, you know, four or five campers, and some of them travel together, some of them don't. They meet up here. It's kind of like you said, like Kyle said, it's that reunion, and there you've got that little, this little village or town, and they're everywhere.
You'll have truck tags from Wisconsin park next to truck tags from Texas.
Yeah. And they're
everybody's
like
sitting
around
talking.
And if you've not came to Autumn Oaks and experienced it yourself, you really can't. We can't explain it.
No.
It's. I mean, this fairgrounds is huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
And it's full.
Yeah.
I mean, it's full. It's like, I told one guy on the phone earlier, it was like, you know, in perspective of putting flea markets. And there's like a couple big flea markets in Tennessee. I said, you'd have to put them all together. And it's that kind of crowd.
Yeah.
And it's their stuff. You know, we go to, my wife likes to go to certain festivals and certain things there. And some of the same people that here are set up at all of those too. So like the guy that does the drawing, you know, he drew both of my children when they were half his size at a festival in Tennessee. I mean, so a lot of those people are at different ones. So it is cool.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Drew, did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Well, you gotta speak into this.
I don't think so.
Are you the expert behind this? You part of this?
No.
He's my salesman.
Sounds like he's a squirrel dog.
So what is it? What do you do when you go to sell these things? What we call it?
What do we call it? Slinging? Slinging subscriptions?
Yeah. I love it. That was awesome. Slinging subscriptions. That's great. So, no, we appreciate you sitting down with us. I think it's going to be I think it's gonna be a big hit.
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope guys get it. I hope they like it. Thanks to you guys for letting me come on here and promote a little bit. And I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.